Das letzte Gemur. Wir holen nur das Gest auf das Seine am Beis, der Barem Gemur, das Seine am Beis. Bei der Tudats. Tana Rabbonin, Mevorchen, Birchas, Chassanen, Biasora. You have to make Sheva Brochis when you have 10 people there. Kol Shiva, all 7 days of Sheva Brochis, you make the Brocha, you make the 7 Brochis, if you have 10 people there. Exactly when do you count the 7 days? Varshim say you count the 7 days starts from right after the chuppah. When you finish saying the first Sheva Brochis by the chuppah, as soon as you finish the chuppah, that's considered when Sheva Brochis start. Let's say the chuppah is like 6 o'clock in the afternoon, so Mela, that's still called the first day. And Mela, you only have 6 more days to go. So the Sheva Brochis start, the 7 days is right after the chuppah. If it's at night, so it's first called the next day is the first day. But you have it for 7 days. Amar Rav Yehuda, v'husha bo ponim chadoshis. You have to have by every Suda to make Sheva Brochis, you have to have a new face there. Ponim chadoshis. Some of our Shemonim Medayik, it says, ponim mashma two faces. You have to have at least 2 new people. But Allah, it's not that way the Miri speaks out, not that way that Avad is loved after ponim, but if you have 1 new person there, it's enough. Rashi says, ponim chadoshis, b'chol yoyim. Maybe Rashi is also medayik. It says Lashon Ponim, like a plural, because it means every single day you have to have a new person there. Shleho Yeshom Esmol. You have to have somebody new that was not there yesterday, then you can make the Sheva Brochis. But if you have the exact same 10 people that were there yesterday, then you can't say the Sheva Brochis. And the Tosfos speaks out, the Baal Shem Tov, the Ramari, the Ponim Chadoshos Ein Koreil B'Vnei Yodom Shemarbim B'Shvil of HaSimcha. Yoyser. He has to be somebody that makes the simcha greater. There is not just some anybody that comes in. It has to be somebody that the chosim feels happy that's there, that makes the simcha greater, then you could say the Sheva Brochis. For Shabbos is also the same way we have the chashvin and ponim chadoshis. Hey, so on Shabbos you don't have to have somebody new. Even if you have the same 10 people from Friday, on Shabbos you could say Sheva Brochis. The Yarminim B'Yagodah, because the Medrash says, that Mizma Shil Yom HaShabbos, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ponim Chadoshes Bolakan. Shabbos itself was called Ponim Chadoshes. The Nema Shira. So Hosam Nami Marbim L'Chavad HaShabbos V'Simcha V'Suda. Since on Shabbos we have the biggest Suda anyway, and we have more Simcha on Shabbos, that's why Shabbos is called Ponim Chadoshes. We have more Simcha on Shabbos. You can make Sheva Brochis on Shabbos, even if you don't have somebody new. Now, my mevorach, what is the Sheva Brochis that we say, my mevorach, is Omer of Yehuda. So, agav, ponim chadosh, they say, means it's somebody new that he wasn't by the Suda yet. Let's say somebody was just by the chuppah. Even though he's by the Sheva Brochis of the chuppah. But he didn't stay around for the Nesuyin, for the Suda at night, and then he comes the next day of Sheva Brochis, that's called ponim chadoshes. Ponim chadoshes means you weren't by the Ika Simcha yet. A Simcha we hold is always Bizman HaSuda. When we eat the meal, that's called Yika Simcha. So Mela has to be somebody that wasn't by the Simcha yet, by Yisuda yet. Even though you were by the Chuppah, you could still be called Ponim Chadoshes if you didn't go to the Suda by the Chasna, you just come to the Sheva Brochis. Now, my Mavorach, what's the Brach we make? What are the Sheva Brochis? Or at least the 6. The first one is Bor Priyagofen. What comes after that? Omer Rav Yehuda, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam, Shehakel Boru Lechvoidei. That's the first bracha we say. That everything Hashem created l'chvoidoi for His own covid, for His own purpose. Then we say the second bracha is bracha l'shem melech olam, yoytzer odom. For yoytzer odom. That's the second bracha. Now the third bracha we have is v'asha yotzer es odom b'tzalmoi. L'maisa, the third bracha we start off with already a baruch. We start saying bracha l'shem melech olam, v'asha yotzer es odom b'tzalmoi, and we end off also bracha to Hashem yoytzer odom. So the third bracha is Yoytzer Odom B'Tzalmoy, that Hashem created the person with the Tzelem, the form, the Tzelem, the Mustav Nisoy, with the form, the Tzelem of Hashem, V'Iskin L'Mimeno Binyan Abiyad, and He prepared for us a Binyan that will be for us forever, like His wife. Bracha to Hashem, Yoytzer Odom, Hashem created the Yodom. So this, Rashi learns like this, that the third bracha starts off with the Baruch, and ends off with the Baruch. The first two brachas don't end off with the Baruch. The first bracha was just the first two are short. We say Shakol Baruch L'Chvoidoi, and then we say Yaitzer Odom. So Rashi learns the first two brachas really doesn't have to do with the Sheva brachas. The first two brachas are just a shvach, a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Shakol Baruch L'Chvoidoi, everything was created for covet of Hashem, and then Yaitzer Odom, Stam, we're praising Hashem that He created the person. Now from the third bracha, that's really where we start. The Sheva bracha is talking about the chosin and kala. That's just a yotzer, a sod, a mitzalmoy, and his klim, a men of binyan, and the yad that Hashem prepares for you, your wife. Bracha to Hashem, yetzer odin. That's why the Rashi says the third bracha starts with the baruch and ends with the baruch. Because this is really the beginning of the Seder of Sheva brachas. So anytime you have a beginning, a first bracha, and then you have brachas afterward, so the first bracha starts with the baruch and ends with the baruch. And then the next one, the fourth bracha, sois tostas v'sogol ha'karam, that we don't start off with the baruch. We just end off with the baruch. Because that's called the bracha smuch l'chaverta. This bracha is near the bracha before. So the Seder Rashi says starts really from the third bracha. That's the Seder of the bracha is talking about the chosin and kalam. So therefore the fourth bracha is called the bracha smuch l'chaverta, that sois tostas does not start off with the baruch. It only ends off with the baruch. The baruch of Hashem is sameach siyoin bivoneh. So the Gemara says. The Gemara says now, sois tosis. The Gemara says the fourth bracha is sois tosis. You should be happy for sogel ha'akara. The akara should also be happy. It goes on Yerushalayim. It's called the akara. The kibbutz bonel l'soicha. When everybody comes together inside Yerushalayim, the simcha with happiness. Baruch to Hashem, mesameach tzion bivoneh. Hashem is mesameach tzion with the people inside, we're building it up, bivoneh, with children. So Rashi learns that Akor Rashi says that's Yerushalayim. Even before that, Rashi says v'iskunle mimeno. Before Rashi says migufo mitzloisov. That we say v'iskunle mimeno binyan adayad. That means Hashem created from Adam Arishin himself. Migufoi, from the goof of Adam, he took out his ribs. Binyan adayad means binyan noig l'doros. V'chava korola binyan al shem v'yivin etatelo. Hashem like created the first woman, the first lady, Chava, that she's a binyan adayad. Now this bracha, Akor Rosh Chodesh, is Yerushalayim. And the Mepharshim say the reason why we talk about Yerushalayim, because in every simcha we have, we're always supposed to remember the Koron of Yerushalayim. So part of these brachas talking about the Chos and the Kala, we also have to remember Yerushalayim. That's why this fourth bracha, we talk about Yerushalayim. We end off with Mesamech Tzion Bivoneho. Then the fifth bracha is Samach to Samach Reyem Ahuvim. Again, this does not start off with a baruch, because it's a seder of these brachas talking about the Chos and the Kala. That's a bracha smuch l'chaverta. So it doesn't start with a baruch. That Sameach to Samach, you should be happy. Reyem Ahuvim, very friendly. Reyem, friends. Ahuvim, love one another. Kisamechacho, Yetzircho, Digan Eden, Mikedem. And when Kodesh Baruch Hu first created Adam Rishim and put him into Gan Eden from the beginning, Baruch to Hashem, Mesameach Chosn Mekala. That there should be happiness between the Chosn and the Kala. So Rashi learns, Reyem Ahuvim means HaChosn V'Yakala. Sheheim Reyim, they are friends, Rahuvim, Zeze, that love one another. And this is the bracha on the Chosn and Kala. Kesamerchacho Yisircho, Kemashe Samachte es Adam Rishon. The same way Hashem made Adam Rishon happy. Beganeidim Mikedim. The Yisiv, it says over there, Vayita Gan Biedim, Mikedim, Vayosin Sam es Adam. That Hashem put Adam Rishon in Gan Eden and made him happy there. That's the way now also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesameach, Hechosn V'Kala. Then we say, Baruch to Hashem, Misameya Chosin Bekalo. Yeah. Uvachroina, that's the way we say the fifth bracha we end off. Misameya Chosin Bekalo. And the sixth bracha we end off, really the seventh bracha we end off is, Baruch to Hashem, Misameya Chosin Imakalo. A little bit of a difference. Hey, it's the sixth bracha we say, Misameya Chosin Bekalo. And the last bracha we end off, Misameya Chosin Imakalo. So Rashi says, what's the difference? Uvachroina Rashi says, Misameya chosin imakala, lefisha simcha brocha rishoina, loy besimchas chasna on a waymim. The first one is not talking about the simcha of the chasna itself. Sherei tfilahi, it's we're praying. She mispalim umvorchim, she yosimechim biatzlocha koyimayim. This sixth brocha of Sameach to Sameach is like a tfilah. We're davening for them that they should be zeicha to have simcha the rest of their life. Call your mayim, and they should be have a tzlocha. Lefikach ein lach toim bo mesameach chosin imakala. We don't end off that there should be a simcha the chosin with his kala. The mashma ish biyishtoi. Hela bocha to Hashem mesameach eshneim liyerlam. Besifik mezoynes v'chol tuv. That's the sixth bracha. Like as a tefillah to Hashem, Hashem should give the two of them everything they need. Uvachreina, the last bracha, the bracha achrita, that we end off with Sameach Chosen Imakalo, Rashi says that's shvach. That's not a tefillah. The last bracha is not called a tefillah, but it's a praise. Shemeshabeach laKodesh Baruch Hu. We're praising Hashem. Sheboro Chasanus. Dibuk Ish Bisha. Hashem made such a thing like a chasen, like a wedding, that we put together Ish Bisha. Ayidei Simcha V'chedva, the happiness, the love. Lefikach Yeshlachton, here we end off with this Shvachov, Misameach Chosen Imakala, that the Chosen should be happy with his wife. Shuloshoin Simcha Ishbisha. Here Taika means they, the Ishbisha, the new couple should be happy. That's his last bracha. Now the Gemara says, what is his last bracha? Then we say, Baruch to Hashem Lekenu Melech Olam, Asher Boro Sosan Simcha, Chosen Bekala, Hashem created happiness, and a Chosen Bekala, Gila, Rino, Ditsa, Chedva, Ava, V'yach, all the shyness of happiness, of love, of peace, of Shalom, for Reyus and friends, Mehera Hashem Lekenu, Mehera, speedily Hashem, should Yishama Be'or Yehu, we should hear in the cities of Yehuda, of the Chusas Yushlayim, in the streets of Yushlayim, Ke'el Sosan, Ke'el Simcha, Ke'el Chosan, Ke'el Kalo, Ke'el Metzales, Chasanim, Ke'el the voices of the Chasanim coming out of the Chuppah, singing, coming out of the Chuppah, when the Orim and Mishta Neginosam, and when the young ones come out of their Mishta, out of their feast, Neginosam, they're also singing, and we end off, Baruch Hu Hashem, Mesameach Chosan Imakala. Rashi explained, this is like a shvach to Hashem now, that there's such a thing of chosen v'kalo, the simcha that they have. And that that's where we end up, Mesameach Chosan Imakala. There's like a shvach to Hashem, that there is such a thing of this happiness between a chosen and a kalo. So, kids, so these are the sheva brachas. The first brach is the Bar Pri Agofin. So again, Rashi learns that the first two brachas really is not part of the inyan of the zivug. That's why the first two is not called a brucha, brucha, hasmucha l'chaverta. Forget, Rashi says the first two is only l'kovid, the yasifa. Since you have so many people coming together, we like thank Hashem, shakol boru l'chvoidoi, and hu adin yaitzur adam. So therefore, the first two start with a baruch, and it's a small baruch, it doesn't end with a baruch. But the third bracha, that's the beginning of the seder, really, of the bracha of the chasen v'kala. Therefore, that one starts and ends with the baruch, and the next ones just end and do not begin. I, the kasha, why the last one starts and ends? The kasha is, then why does the seventh bracha, we also start bracha to Hashem l'kenem melech olam, Hashem baruch sasem v'simcha. The shala, why does the seventh bracha start with the baruch? The chur, the seventh one is only a bracha smuch l'chaverta. So Rashi says that the times when you don't have a minyan, then you don't, or you don't have panim chadashos, you don't say all seven brachas. All we say is just the last bracha by itself. So since sometimes the last bracha is said by itself, therefore it has to start with the baruch also.
Rashi speaks this
time. Rashi says, yeah. That Vashe Boro, the last bracha, Bevnei Shin Nemeris, Yechidis, Peroiv Yemei Amishto, Keshein Shem Ponim Chadoshes. In the case when you don't have Ponim Chadoshes by the Sheva Brochus, so then you don't say the first six brochus, or you know, the first five, per paragraph from Islam you say, but you only say the last bracha. When you don't have, Ponim Chadoshes, then you only say the last bracha. So since a lot of times you only say the last bracha, therefore the last bracha starts off with the baruch and ends off with the baruch. Hashenkin, the ones before, you always say them together. So that's called a seder. When you have a seder, the klal is you only say a baruch at the beginning, and the next brachas don't start with the baruch. They're called the bracha smucha l'chaverta. Now, right. Mara says, Levi ikloi levei Rebbe. Levi went to visit Rebbe. The Lulad Rabbi Shimon Bray, when Rebbe was marrying off his son Rabbi Shimon, and Baruch Chomish, all he made was just five brachas, that's all. So Rashi says, Shakil, Vashe Yotzar, he said Taka Shakil, he said the first bracha Shakil, and Yotzar Odom, Shakil Vashe Yotzar. The third one he didn't say. He didn't say Shakil Baruch, Yotzar Odom he didn't say. He said, Shakobor l'chvoidoi. Then he says, Asher Yotzer es Odom b'tzalmoi. V'sois tosa sameach tesameach hin asher bara. That was the five. And
weiter.
So he left out the second bracha of Yotzer Adam. He didn't say.
Which other one didn't he say?
So that was called, he made five brachas. He held those only five brachas. With the bar of Priyagofen, it's six.
Weiter.
Ravasi, Kloy Levei Ravashi. Ravasi went to visit by Ravashi, Be'elula de Mabre, when Ravashi was marrying off his son Mar, and Baruch Shish, there he made the six brachas like we have. And we don't include the bar of Priyagofen, that's the seventh bracha. But he made the six brachas like we have. The Kitzel Levi left out the second bracha of Yotzer Adam. So what's the machlokes? Leim avokim iflugi. Dema sova chode yitzira hevi. When Hashem created Adam and Chav, it's called one yitzira. So maybe we don't have to have a special bracha for an Adam and for Nekeva. Like we have, Yotzer Adam goes on the Zohar. And Yotzer Adam, we have two Yotzer Adams. We have the second bracha and the third bracha. So one goes on the Nekeva, one goes on the Zohar. So one man, the Yomis, says, no, there weren't two Yitzirahs, there's one Yitzirah. So you don't need a second bracha. Well, Masov, the second man, the Yomis, says, like we had before, Shtei Yitzirahs Avoi. There were two separate Yitzirahs. Hashem created Adam, and then Hashem created Chava. So that's why, like we do, we say the bracha, Yitzir Adam, two times. The second bracha was Yitzir Adam, and then the third bracha, Asher Yotzer Es Adam, we end also with Brachot Hashem, Yitzir Adam. So we all just call two separate Yitzirahs. Tumor says lo, maybe it's not the machlokes. Hatayu the kula yalma chod yitzira avoy. Everybody holds us only one yitzira. Hashem created Adam Rishon, and from out of Adam Rishon he took out the tzela and he made chava. But really, it's only called one yitzira. So what's the machlokes here though? Ma sova boso machshava linen. You go after the machshava what a Kodesh Baruch Hu saw what to do. Uma sova boso maistas linen. We go boso la maist what a Kodesh Baruch Hu really did. What does that mean? Ki ho de Rav Yehuda. Like Rav Yehuda. Rami, Rav Yehuda has to steer in the psukim. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Vayivro Elokim es Adam b'tzalmoy. Hashem created Adam b'tzalmoy. Mashma, the Yitzira was Adam, that's all. And out of Adam came Chava later, but Yitzira Hashem only created Adam Rishon. Or Ksiv, another pasuk says, Zochru Nekeva Borom. That Hashem created two people. He created a Zohar and a Nekeva. So, Haketzen, how do you have this? It's a theory in the Psukim. Did Hashem create only one, or did Hashem make two creations? So, Teretz is, really, at the beginning, of Kodesh Baruch Hu thought he created two. He wanted to create two separate people. First, to create them separately or together, but he wanted to create an Adam and a Chava. What happened at the end was, Nivrechod. Hashem only created Adam Rishon, and from Adam Rishon he took out the Tzela. On the Gemara, it's a Machlokes, one man Yom, the Gemara there says that they were created together, the Pshat is there was a face in front and face in back. Adam was in front and Chava was in back, and Hashem later just split them. But I call upon him Lamais, so there was only one Bria. Hashem created only one Adam, and from Adam came out Chava. So that's this Machlokes. Do we consider Bosa the Machshav that Hashem wanted to create each one separately? Therefore, like we do, we make two separate brachas, two separate Yotzer Adam, one on Adam and one on Chava, or else the other Levi held, no, you only make five brachas without the Baruch Priyagofen, because the Yeldas only considered one Yitzira, we only say the way Hashem really created. He really only created one. So the Maisa, there's a machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos exactly what's called one Yitzira, what's called two Yitziras. Rashi learns in the Gemara says, Chad Yitzira Havoi. Rashi says, according to the man, the Yom and Erevin, that says, Vayivin es Hatzela Partsuf. That means, Shemetchila Briyosa Nivra Shnei Partsufim, Zochel Mafonav Nekeva Meyocher. Rashi says, according to that man, the Yom and Erevin, that Adam was created like with two faces. In front was Adam, and in the back was Chava. That's called one Yitzira. And the man Yaman holds Shtei Yitziris Rashios, that's going to come to another man the Yama, that only Adam was created, and Hashem took out the Tzela, took out the Zonah from Adam, and from that he created Chava. That's called two Yitziris. Tosfos learns just the opposite, that if he was first created with two faces, that's called he was created with two Yitziris, like each face was a special Yitzira by itself. Mashenkin, and according to Mandiyom, that Adam was created Shalim, and later first Hashem took out from Adam a Tzela or the Zonov to create Chava, that's called only one Yitzira. That was the Ikka was one Yitzira was Adam. Just from Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Chava.
So that's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, exactly according to what mandiyoma is considered two yitziris, and according to which mandiyoma is called one yitzirim. But the ma'isa we make two brachas. Right, the Gemara says Rav Ashi yikloy levei Rav Kana.
Kana yoy makama bara kula. The first sheva brachas he went to, he made all sheva brachas. Mikan vielach after the first one, the yikaponam chadosho is barach. So kurala yoy makama poshu means the night of the chupa itself. He's by the chup. They made sheva brachas by the chupa, and then they had the first suda. So by the first suda pshita you make sheva brachas, like we spoke out before. Even though people were there b'shas the chupa, that's not called the yikas simcha though. The yikas simcha is by the suda, by the chasna. So by the chasna, for sure, you have to make sheva brachas. Mikan v'yelach afterwards, yikas ponam chadoshes barakula. If you had a new person that was not there by the chasna, by the suda, by the chasna, you can make all sheva brachas. V'loi, but if you do not have somebody new, you only have 10 people that were there by the chasna, or by the third sheva brachas, you only have the same 10 people that were there yesterday by the second sheva brachas, is afushe simcha b'yamu. It's only considered like you have a nice simcha now. True, you have a chasna mekala, but all you have to do is must make a bracha mevorach she'a simcha b'moinoi v'yashe bora. That's all. All you have to do is you make a bracha she'a simcha b'moinoi. That's the beginning when you bench, you say that. And at the end, all you say is just the seventh bracha v'yashe bora, like Rashi said before. In the case when you don't have ponim chadoshos by the sheva brachas, then all you have to say is just the seventh bracha. And that's the reason why the seventh bracha starts with the baruch and ends with the baruch. Because a lot of times it's said by itself. Trash mevaruch shasimcha b'moinai means betchila sazimun. That's what we do by every sheva brachas, we do that. At the beginning of the zimun, before you start benching, you say shasimcha b'moinai. And if you don't have ponim chadoshos, at the end all you say is just the seventh bracha. Or you make a burp for a goffin, then you say the seventh bracha. So this is what you do the first 7 days. Now, mishiva v'yad shloshim, after sheva brachas, up until 30 days after the chasna, bein amalu machmis hilula, bein layamalu machmis hilula, where the people gather together, l'kavir the chasna mekala, or else even people don't even say it. But any simcha, any time you have people, 10 people gathered together during those first 30 days, is mevorach shasimcha b'moinoi. It is still a simcha, still after the chasna. 30 days after the chasna, there's still a simcha in the house. Therefore, if you ever have like 10 people together, you should still say, shasimcha b'moinoi. But I'm not sure you need 10 people, but it doesn't say clearly you need 10 people. Maybe you don't need 10 people. But as long as you have a zimun, you have 3 people, maybe also you would say, Shal simcha b'moinai. Mikan v'yelech, after 30 days after the chasna, iyom aluhu machmes hilula, if you're inviting people together still to be happy about your chasna, even 2 months later you make a party, look over your chasna, is mevorach shal simcha b'moinai. When you go to bench at that meal, you should also say, Shasimcha b'mamaynoi. It's still a big happiness here. You're still making a suda l'kavid, yechasna. V'loiloi. But after 30 days, if people don't say, we're making this simcha, this party now, l'kavid, my chasna, then you don't have to say, Shasimcha b'mamaynoi. So the first 30 days, you always say, Shasimcha b'mamaynoi. But afterwards, then you don't have to. Zemar v'chiyom alei mach misilu l'ademus. Let's say you make parties 2, 3, 4 months after your chasna. And every month, every Rosh Chodesh, you make a party to cover your chasna. So how much after? You go 100 years later. How much after chasna can you keep on going? Amarel papi mishmei derova aratreisa yachishosa. It means 12 months. Pekitsa, one whole year. That's how far it can go. Shana Rishayna. Once you've finished your Shana Rishayna, even if you make an anniversary party, every year, lechur lekovid, your chasna, you don't have to make, you don't say the bracha, shasimcha b'mamaynai. Once it passed the year ready, then you don't say this bracha anymore. Just throughout the first year, anytime you have a simcha, the cover, the chasana, you have to say, shasimcha b'mayinai. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, mumikara miyemis. What about before you make the chasana? Before you got married? Also chvesha, make a vort to chvesha, make other simchas. Like it's also called a simcha. It's the party, the cover, the marriage. So how much before the chuppah do you also have to start saying this bracha, shasimcha b'maynoi? Like it's a simcha. Anytime you have a suda vayistoyis, the kovid dechasna, there's a tremendous feeling of simcha there, you have to make this bracha.
So how much before the chasna? Samara papa mechiromi sari biya sinta. When they start to make the beer, they used to take the barley and put it into the big barrels to make the beer. So when you start to make the beer for the chasna, that's called you start now to prepare for your chasna. You're ready besimcha about the chasna. You make this bracha. Trashi mechiromi sari biasinta yes sarim yes shoyrim vareva smayim laatul sheichla sarachupa. They used to put the barley in the beer and in the barrel to start making the beer for the chasna. The kids say that's when you start to get the feeling of the chasna. Rashi says v'yeshayim. Some say l'shem achasim yakala zorim sarim. They used to plant barley l'kover the chasim yakala v'yotzis in a flower pot. Loima, like to tell them, pruravu v'simchu kisarim alalu, that you too, if you get married soon, you should grow like these barley. So that was a meaning like that. That used to plant barley l'kover the chasim yakala. So when they started to plant the barley in a pot, that's when you start feeling the happiness of the chasna, even a month or two before the chasna. If you have a sudda there and you have three people, Muslim, you bench mezumin, you have to say shasimcha b'mayinai. For the Mara Eini, it's not that way. For Rapapa Yasik Liaba Mabre, Rapapa like took care of his son, prepared the sudda, Oborech Mishas Erisin. He started to make the bracha shasimcha b'mayinai b'shas kedushin, which was time was way before they started to make the beer. Like the Gemara's times, you'll make the erison first, and you first make the chuppah 12 months later. So mashma, the whole 12 months before, he made the bracha. So where it says, shani rapop is different. Do torech lei. He worked. Trashi do torech lei, misukana mayaloi, kol tzorcha chuppah usuda. Like he had everything prepared already. So rapop had everything prepared for the chuppah b'shas erison. Say Nechnami, if you have the whole Suda ready for the Chuppah, B'shas the Erisin, and Nechnami, then you can start saying Shasimcha M'maynoi, B'shas the Erisin. Kitsa decided when you start preparing for the Chuppah. Fight the Ravina Yasik Leila Brei. Ravina married off his son, Beirav Chaviva. Ubaruch, and he started to make the Brocha, Mishas Erisin also. He made the Brocha Shasimcha M'maynoi when they made the Kedushin, even though the Chuppah will be much later on. Omri said like this, Kimli Bigavayo Deloy Hadribu. I know for sure they're not going to retract, they won't break up. So therefore, he had a tremendous simcha right now, and started to say Shasimcha M'maynoi right now. And the Morris says, Bolo Yistaya Milsa, Taka didn't work out that way. Vadribu, vice versa, they gave a get, they broke the Shidduch, Trashle Nostan Laisha, he didn't give his wife, he didn't give his daughter. So Mashmur said, tell me, like you did the wrong thing here. That the Nechami, before you don't prepare for the chuppah, you're not supposed to say the bracha shasimcha b'mayinai. Here the Gemara's mashma, because maybe they'll be chayza, maybe they'll retract, they'll break the shidduch. Rav Tachlifa b'marova, ikloy lebovil. He went to Bovil, baruch shish arichta. When he said sheva brachis, the Gemara calls it six because they don't include the baruch ragofen, but he made six long brachis. In other words, he added a little bit to each bracha. Shrashi Shisa Richter, Hoistif Devorim al Shakil, via Birchas Yitzira Rishaina. The Chosim Baba Baruch, has the first two brachas, we have short ones, we have only Shakil Baruch Lechvoidoi, or else Yitzir Adam, he was Marba, he ate a lot of things into them, and he ended off with a Baruch also. Then where it says, Vlav Hilkos Akavosa, it's not right, it's not Alocha. You have to make the brachas like we do, the first two brachas are short brachas. Rab Chavivik Loy Levei Mahula. Rav Chaviva went to visit Levei Mehula, Rashi says, it means a bris milah. He went to somebody's sudas milah he went to. And Baruch, when he went to bench by the milah, after the suda, he said, Shasimcha b'maynoi. It was also a simcha there. The suda you make by a bris is a simcha. So he ended off, Shasimcha b'maynoi. And the Gemara says, though, Vlatzilcha sekavosei. We don't do this way. We don't say Shasimcha by a bris milah. Why? Mishum the treaty, the islay tsarvel yanuka. Because the kid has pain. Since there's some pain there, we're bothered a little bit there. It's not called a total simcha. So by a bris milah, you don't say the bracha. You don't say Shasimcha m'maynoi, because it's a little bit pain. Machmas the yanuka. Right. Omer Rav Nachman. Omer Rav. Chasanim min aminyan.
We had before, you only say Shayla Brachas when you have 10 people there. So Chosin is min aminyan. The Chosin is included. You only have 9 guests there in the Chosin. They can say Shayla Brachas. But we ain't available min aminyan. Now, Molly will soon say they used to say Brachas by a base oval also. There, the oval is not included in the minyan. You have to have 10 people excluding the oval. Meis ve'avakashin, is that true? We learned Chasan and ve'avele min aminyan. They're both min aminyan. So you see, not like Rav. So Gemara says, Masnis and Karomius alay the Rav. Yes, in the Kash and Rav and the Mishnah. Rav, Tanu Apolik. Rav has a locha like a Tana. Even though Rav was really the beginning of the Maroyim, but Vayis says he was the beginning of the Maroyim, he still had a power to argue on the Tanoyim. There's not a Kash, you can't slug up Rav from a Mishnah. Even though the Mishnah says an oval is not part of the Minyan, Rav has the right to argue, and Rav holds an oval is part of the Minyan. We'll soon see for what purpose you need the Minyan.